Slipping off his cloak, Nicholas took the chair in the corner, while Firethorn and Hood resumed their own seats. The atmosphere was fraught. An exchange of civilities helped to ease the tension slightly, but it was not dispelled. Nicholas looked around his companions. Firethorn, the manager and leading actor of the company, was resplendent in his close-fitting Italian doublet, his beard well-groomed, his eyes aflame. Gil, by contrast, shorter and slighter of build, was still wrapped up in his fur-trimmed cloak, brooding sulkily. A gifted clown on stage, he was morose and capricious when he quit the boards, qualities that were intensified by his keen rivalry with Firethorn. Edmund Hood was the resident playwright, a pale, thin, self-effacing man who all too often found himself being ground helplessly between the mill wheels of Firethorn and Gil. Hood's attire was more sober and far less expensive than that of his two colleagues. Because there was no heat in the room, all three of them still wore their hats.
"Thus it stands, Nick," said Firethorn seriously. "Winter has done its best to kill our occupation. Snow and ice have turned us out of the Queen's Head, and..."